Hey, what's going on, fam? Welcome to the 5 by the Fire podcast. My name is Armand Sheffy, your host, aka Pastor Fury, and I'm the executive director of the Unshackled Network, which is a family of missionaries innovating ways to help those in the shadows of Lake County and beyond experience freedom in Jesus. And in this podcast, every day we take a look at a passage from the day's reading in the McShane Bible reading plan, and we just talk about my thoughts for about 5 minutes. So grab a cup of coffee, cozy up like we're by the fire, and let's chat. This is 5 by the Fire. And today we read Genesis 42, Mark 12, Job 8, and Romans 12. Romans 12, y'all. It is so rich. I'm constantly reminded as we were reading throughout this month so far why so many pastoral mentors of mine used to encourage me as I looked at doing deeper study to start in the book of Romans. Paul has spent so many chapters so far laying down doctrinal foundations, and now he goes to more of the practical living out duties of a Christ follower. We're just going to look at Romans 12:1 right now, man. It says, I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. There's so much in that that we won't even have time to get into there, but there's an element that we definitely want to talk about. It's the element of sacrifice. The call is simple, yet so hard. Present yourself as a sacrifice. I'm reminded immediately of that scene with Abraham and Isaac that we read back earlier in Genesis. As they traveled toward the place of offering, and Isaac wondered what the sacrifice was going to be. And now, with this new passage, I'm suddenly picturing, instead of that kind of vague hope he gives that God will provide the sacrifice, it would be like Abraham saying, I'm the sacrifice, Isaac. Yeah, it's going to be me. We don't need to look for a ram in the bush. God has provided it, and it's me. For us, y'all, every day God gives us grace upon grace and mercy upon mercy. Every day, as his branches of the vine, we are able to enjoy receiving and even bringing forth the fruit of his faithfulness. And Paul here is reminding us that we are still just branches in the hands of the perfect vine dresser. I see the same theme even running through one of the parables that we read today in Mark 12. The parable known as the parable of the tenants. You have an owner of a vineyard who leased it out to folks and then at the opportune time sends servants and eventually even his son to retrieve the fruit. The main thrust of each of these passages, I think, is ultimately congruent. Our Heavenly Father, the perfect Creator God, owns everything. He is the owner of the vineyard and the owner of each of us, his creation. He retains all decision-making rights for what we should be doing, you know, what should be done with the grapes, what should be done with the wine, what should be done in the intricate details of each of our lives. So the question for us persists daily. Will we present ourselves to him as a living sacrifice? Or will we be like the wicked tenants who reject each of those that the master sends to collect that which is his? And like Jesus said later in Mark 12, render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's and to God the things that are God's. Let us make sure to take a very close listen to the warning and take heed the lesson that's at the end of the parable in Mark 12. In verse 9, he says, what will the owner of the vineyard do? He will come and destroy the tenants and give the vineyard to others. All that we are, all that we have, all that we accomplish is God's to do with as he pleases. This is real service to the Lord. This is what true worship looks like. So let me ask you something. Well, remember in day 32, episode 32, when we talked about meditating on the truth, helping you to be that good dirt to receive the message, right? So chew on this for a while. In your decision making, When is the last time you did something, chose a direction, selected an option, responded to a situation based on what God said, even though you definitely didn't want to do it? If you can't recall the last time, or it's been a while since you've just radically obeyed despite what you felt, then you may have gotten up off the altar and decided that God might need to find a ram in the bush because you're done being the sacrifice. You may have grown into the habit of rejecting the one who's coming to collect the master's wine. Hey, there's still time while you're listening. There's still time to choose to be a tenant that doesn't need to be replaced. So pray with me. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you do bless us abundantly. Just the breath of life is grace, is your mercy on us. And the fact that you even choose to use us is confounding, Lord God. And we repent for any time that either in like willful disobedience or ignorance that we have somehow gotten up off the altar and have rejected you, Lord God. We repent of our hearts that have turned away from your calls to obedience, Lord God. We desire to truly serve you, to truly worship you, and we need you to continue to empower us towards obedience in that regard. We love you, we need you, and we thank you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, you guys. Well, if you've been cheating and you didn't do your reading, get back to it. Go ahead and read these passages. Stick to the plan. Trust me, you're going to continue to grow as you continue to read and obey God's word. That's what it's all about here, you guys. Head on over to 5bythefire.org for comments to check out the plan. You'll see links to it there. Make sure you subscribe, rate, and share. And I'll see you back here tomorrow night on 5 by the Fire. Be blessed and be a blessing.